That was the Winnipeg Boys Choir. The group is celebrating 100 seasons this year. Carolyn Boys is the artistic director of the choir. She's been with the choir for 27 years, and she is here to reflect on the special anniversary. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First of all, you have a perfect last name.
I know.
For this job. Carolyn Boys is your actual name.
It is.
It was just destined, wasn't it? Tell us about the piece that we just heard.
That was Angelus ad Virginum. It's from John Rutter's Dancing Day. And several years ago, I think that's probably from our 2017 season, we performed the entire work by Benjamin Burton and then this one also by John Rutter.
You've been with the Winnipeg Boys Choir since the fall of 1998.
Yes.
Why did you want to work with a boys choir?
I love working with children and I love music. And in my day job, I'm a music teacher. And the job came up to be a conductor of the Winnipeg Boys Choir. And a friend asked if I would consider sharing the job with her. And we were successful in getting the job. And I thought, what better way to augment what I already love doing in my life? And here I am.
And what is it about a boys choir that you are particularly find fulfilling?
I grew up listening to boys choir music, and I love Christmas, who doesn't? And the Christmas music I was exposed to was often the men and boys choirs from England. So I had an affection for it then, and I just love the power that boys' voices have, the innocence and the power at the same time. I love providing a place for boys to see what they're capable of in the arts realm and in some of those finer things in life. And it's just been so fulfilling that I've decided to stick with it.
What do we know about the history of the Winnipeg Boys Choir?
It was founded by the Men's Musical Club in 1925. The Men's Musical Club had been around for a few years before we were founded. I know they founded the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, the Winnipeg Philharmonic Choir. And I know that since 1925, we have been putting on concerts and providing a place for boys to sing.
So this year is a special year, right? Mm-hmm. 100 years. How are you reflecting on that milestone?
We're trying to reach out to as many people who were part of the organization over the years to ask them to share their memories with us and to be a part of our celebrations and a part of our concerts. We're trying to get the boys out in the community more. We have very dedicated audience space, I would say, especially at Christmas. And last year we saw the biggest Christmas concert audience we'd ever had. So we're trying to provide more opportunities and to be out in the community so that more people learn about us and hopefully think of us as their choir, you know, a part of their city's culture that they would like to celebrate and be a part of.
We actually got an email from a listener that I want to read out to you when we mentioned that we were talking about this subject. This is an email from Tim. He wrote, "Morning all, here's a memory for your Winnipeg Boys Choir segment. About 60 years ago, I sang along with my brother in the Winnipeg Boys Choir. My fondest memory is when the choir sang each evening during the week leading up to Christmas in the grill room at the downtown Eaton's. We had to sing for our supper."
There are some fantastic pictures of boys at that grill room singing that we've received from alumni over the years, yeah.
But just think about over 100 years, the number of Winnipeggers who have a memory of being part of that mm-hmm. choir. It's quite amazing. Mm-hmm.
The families that were part of it, the yeah. people who volunteered. I know we would love to reach out to more of them. I know that after the recent press we received, another person reached out and is now joining us because of it. So getting the word out and gathering our community back up together. We have a very robust, active chorus of 54 singers now, and of course their families and our board. But we know there are, I mean, over 27 years, I've taught a lot of them who have not yet signed up to be a part of our celebration. So I'm looking forward to that happening and more.
And if anyone's listening and you'd like to get in touch with Carolyn, you can email us and we can connect you to Carolyn. Our email address is weekend@cbc.ca. What I love about this choir is that the age range, right? Like your youngest, you have some six-year-olds.
We do.
And the oldest, I think, is 21. Like what's that like working with such a range of age?
It's dynamic. There's a lot going on every Tuesday evening at our rehearsal venue. There's a place for each age group to thrive. We have different spaces in the church are used for the different age groups. So Albert Bergen and I, my co-conductor of the trebles, will work with – we actually – the 6 to 9-year-olds will rehearse. And then in another space, you know, the 9 to 14 or the boys – trebles whose voices haven't yet changed work. And then Spencer Duncanson conducts our senior chorus. So there's – so they're all in the same – under the same roof making music. And there are times when all ensembles come together. They'll perform together at each concert, but we also are able to tailor make rehearsals and repertoire choices to each little guy or biggish guy.
Or dude, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think the oldest was 19, not 21, yeah. But you do go up to the age of 21.
Yes, we do.
And so which age group do you work with?
I work with the 6 to until their voices change age group.
So what's that like when they come back in September and they've,
it's always
they've
a
turned
shock.
Into men, isn't it?
Someone's, hi, Carolyn, or hi, Miss Boys, or hi. And then others are like, hi, Carolyn. It's like, oh, no. It's happened.
You have to go to someone else's room now.
Yeah, they do. And it's. I love how we're set up for that to happen quite well, very organically and naturally, seamlessly. It's a bigger deal for some boys when their voices change than others. And we just allow them to be in the rehearsal space they need to be in, you know, until they're ready to move on to the other.
And then they come together mm-hmm. when they perform mm-hmm. in concerts. You recently performed for Anita Neville.
Mm-hmm, we did, yes. And at that event at Government House, mm-hmm. both the trebles were showcased in their own music, the senior chorus, our changed voices in their own piece, and then we came together and sang, which is a lot of people's highlight, right? Seeing the 6-year-old and the 20-year-old sharing this passion for music together, it's quite – there's not much that matches that, in my opinion,
yeah,
in terms of wonderful, beautiful things.
What is that like for you, those moments when you see them all together?
Oh, extremely fulfilling. I'm filled with pride. I'm filled with a sense of awe that we've managed to provide and sustain this beautiful gift the Men's Musical Club gave 100 years ago to our city. And just as an art lover, I just sit back and bask in the beauty of the music. There is nothing quite like it.
You're looking forward to your Christmas concert mm-hmm. this year. Tell us about that.
They're always beautiful. They're always full of the best of traditional choral music that's come from the English choral tradition in particular. And we balance it out with some popular tunes, some tunes that people will recognize, that people can sing along with, Christmas carols with descants in particular is a highlight for a lot of people who grew up with that type of church singing. This year, what's special is we've got not just our beautiful Winnipeg Boys Choir string quartet, but the Winnipeg Brass Quintet. We have Lottie Ensbron on pipe organ. We have Brendan Thompson on percussion, and hopefully a huge alumni choir.
Fingers crossed. Good luck with that, Carolyn. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Boyes is the artistic director with the Winnipeg Boys Choir. They are celebrating their 100th anniversary. To learn more about the choir and get tickets to upcoming performances, you can visit their website, which is winnipegboyschoir.ca.